Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Gates. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brad Mills. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines strikes out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Gates moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Gates moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Stearns steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Swan, and towards Stearns, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mills for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos won, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 2 to nothing, Expos. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhier strikes out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swan for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Raines moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Raines scores. It's 5-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Backman reaches second base with a double. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.